Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 14, text number 10 to 22. Paschopatan naravyagra.
Paschopatan naravyagra. Vyagra.
Divyan bhavman sadaihikan.
Divyan bhavman sadaihikan.
Darunan shamasto durad.
Darunan shamasto durad.
Bhayam no buddhimohanam.
Bhayam no buddhimohanam.
Pasya.
Pasya.
Jasi.
Jasi.
Utpatan.
Utpatan.
Disturbances.
Disturbances.
Naravyagra.
Naravyagra.
O man of tiger-like strength.
O man of tiger-like strength.
Divyan.
Divyan.
Happenings in the sky or by planetary influence.
Happening in the sky or by planetary influence.
Bahuman.
Bahuman.
Happenings on the earth.
Happening on the earth.
Sa dehikan.
Sa dehikan.
Happenings of the body and the mind.
Happenings of the body and the mind.
Darunam.
Darunam.
Awfully dangerous.
Awfully dangerous.
Shamsataha.
Shamsataha.
Indicating.
Indicating.
Adurat.
Adurat.
In the near future.
In the near future.
Bhayam.
Bhayam.
Danger.
Danger.
Naha.
Naha.
Avar.
Avar.
Buddhi.
Buddhi.
Intelligence.
Intelligence.
Mohanam.
Mohanam.
Deluding.
Deluding.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Just see, O man with a tiger strength, how many miseries due to celestial influences, earthly reactions and bodily pains, all very dangerous in themselves, are forbearing danger in the near future by deluding our intelligence. Please repeat. Just see.
Just see.
O man with a tiger strength.
O man with the tiger strength.
How many miseries?
How many miseries?
Due to celestial influences.
Due to celestial influence.
Earthly reactions.
Earthly reactions.
And bodily pains.
And bodily pains.
All very dangerous in themselves.
All very dangerous in themselves.
Are foreboding danger.
Are foreboding danger.
In the near future.
In the near future.
By deluding our intelligence.
By deluding our intelligence.
Purport. Material advancement of civilization means advancement of the reactions of the threefold miseries due to celestial influence, earthly reactions and bodily or mental pains. By the celestial influence of the star, there are many calamities like excessive heat, cold, rains or no rains, and the after effects are famine, disease and epidemic. The aggregate result is agony of the body and the mind. Man-made material science cannot do anything to counteract these threefold miseries. They are all punishments from the superior energy of Maya under the direction of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, our constant touch with the Lord by devotional service can give us relief without our being disturbed in the discharge of our human duties. The asuras, however, who do not believe in the existence of God, make their own plans to counteract all these threefold miseries, and so they meet with failures every time. The Bhagavad Gita clearly states that the reaction of material energy is never to be conquered because of the binding effects of the three modes. They can simply be overcome by one who surrenders fully in devotion under the lotus feet of the Lord. Take the next one. Urva akshi bahavo mahyam.
Urva akshi bahavo maham.
Spuranti anga puna puna.
Spuranti anga puna puna.
Vepathus chapi hridaye.
Vepashuk chapi hridaye.
Aradashyanti vipriyam.
Aradashyanti vipriyam.
The left side of my body, my thighs, arms and eyes are all quivering again and again. I am having heart palpitations due to fear. All this indicates undesirable happenings. Purport. Material existence is full of undesirables. Things we do not want are forced upon us by some superior energy. And we do not see these undesirables are under the grip of three modes of material nature. When a man's eyes, arms and thighs all quiver constantly, one must know that something is going to happen, which is undesirable. These undesirables are compared to a fire in a forest. No one goes into the forest to set fires, but fires automatically take place in the forest, creating inconceivable calamities for the living beings of the forest. Such a fire cannot be extinguished by any human efforts. The fire can be extinguished only by the mercy of the Lord, who sends clouds to pour water on the forest. Similarly, undesirable happenings in life cannot be checked by any number of plans. Such miseries can be removed only by the mercy of the Lord, who sends his bona fide representatives to enlighten human beings and thus save them from all calamities. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Jayapataka Swaminiti Namine Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Pashyotpatan Naraviyagra Divyan Bhavaman Sadahikan Darunan Samasato Durad Bhayam No Buddhi Mohanam. Just see, O man with a dagger strength, how many miseries due to celestial influences, earthly reactions and bodily pains, all very dangerous in themselves, are foreboding danger in the near future by deluding our intelligence. Urva Akshi Bahavo Mahayam Puranti Anga Punah Punah Vepathuscha Pihardaye Ara Dasyanti Vipriyam. The left side of my body, my thighs, arms and eyes are all quivering again and again. I am having heart palpitations due to fear. All this indicates undesirable happenings. So now Yudhishthir Maharaj continuing talking to Bhima. And he is telling about all the bad omens that are happening one by one. You know, he is just seeing them just over a period of time. It's a great speed it's coming, you know, because just 7 months have passed since Arjuna left. And naturally, very first few months nothing was happening, you know, and then suddenly all these things are happening now. We know that they say, you know, when your left eye or left arm or something is, you know, quivering, shivering, then something bad is going to happen, you know, that people say that. And here is the proof of that, you know, like how even Yudhishthir Maharaj was feeling that, you know, the heart is beating fast, thighs, arms, eyes, everything. What's happening? Puna, puna, spuranti. Puna puna, again and again, not that only one time it happens. So, the main point is that when we are in this material world, we accept this material body, then we have to accept the three miseries, three groups of miseries, you know, klesha, adhyatmik, bhautik and adhidaivik. Adi Atmik, Adi Bhautik, Adi Devik. So here we see this is the indication of Adhyatmik in your own body, your own mind. Sometimes the pain may not be there so much, but we feel it so much. Or sometimes the pain is there and we don't feel it. So it's all the game of mind. So Srila Prabhupada is nicely explaining that the only solution for getting away is to get rid of this cycle of birth and death. Otherwise, whatever material things we do, it may give you some relief sometime, but not a whole lot. So, in the previous verse, it's very clearly indicated again that Yudhishthir Maharaj was seeing, you know, he's telling, first of all he's telling Bhima that you are the tiger strength, you know, Nara Vyagra. Vyagra is tiger. And he says this is all due to celestial influences, you know, the grahas, they play a big role. And then all these we see, these hurricanes and, you know, in America we call them by some ladies' names, you know, Katerina and Sandy and this and that, you know that. They just can give only names, they can predict a little. You know, they say, oh, tomorrow at 7 o'clock it will come, but they cannot stop it. And then bhautik, adi bhautik, all the problem that we have, you know, the bad neighbors, mosquitoes, relatives, dangerous boss, tough teacher, bad association, all this is adibhautik. Again, we cannot escape. Even when we are devotee, you know, we have to face this every day. And then, of course, adiatmik. So, Yudhishthir Maharaj is saying that, you know, it's creating problems. I'm getting confused, you know, and it's creating confusion in our minds. Our buddhi is, what is happening to buddhi? Mohanam. Mohanam. Mohanam means deluding, you know. So, and then bhavman, happenings on the earth. So all this put together is creating a problem, a situation, which is indicating that something wrong somewhere, you know. But Yudhishthir Maharaj is highly intelligent. He knows it is not something somewhere. It is directly to do with Krishna. Because when Krishna was here, everything was nice, you know. And now suddenly things are becoming not desirable. That means he is withdrawing his mercy. You know, when Krishna doesn't go himself, you know, he just, what happens is his mercy is there and his mercy is not there. He withdraws, not that he, you know, the mercy is taken away from him, like some people say, oh, he died, so all the mercy went. Oh, not like that. He withdraws, because he wants us to face these problems so that we can remember him more and go back, you know, we plan to go back, at least desire to go back. Back where there is no these problems. Because in the spiritual world, these three things don't exist. You know, the planets in the spiritual worlds are called Vaikuntha. Kuntham is misery and Vai means not. So no misery. No floods, no famines, no droughts, no nothing. So why not go there? But then we are so dull-minded, especially in this Kali Yuga, that, you know, we don't want to. We are happy here. It's just like the story of the Indra, that when he was in the body of a pig, and Lord Brahma saw that and he says, oh, you are in such a bad situation. Come on, I'll take you back. And Indra says, no, I'm okay. Look at my family, you know, I got kids and I got everything nice here. Nice dinner, people leave their stools and we eat that. And so, even in the most horrible situation, we are attached to this body. And Krishna, through Maya, tries to send this signal all the time that, hey, this is not the comfortable place, you know. So many examples Srila Prabhupada gave, you know. And we have been hearing it for years. Example of a fish out of water. example of a person polishing the cage, that is the body, and not taking care of the bird, the soul. Like that, you know, that's a true situation. And Srimad Bhagavatam reminds us, it's a nice reminder every morning that we are supposed to do something different than what we are doing. And so it will continue. Now in the next 11 shlokas we will get all the bad omens, you know, what's happening. It's very interesting how different omens, we not even thought of them, you know. You can learn from Bhagavatam. So for now we'll stop here. Thank you very much. If you have any question, comment, you can ask. Thank you. Hare Krishna.